This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Welcome to the Mind Growth Podcast series from Learning Teams Inc. as part of their Hop into Action program. This series is supported by the best-selling book series, The Hop Beginner's Guide to Doing Safety Differently, available on Amazon Books in print and Kindle formats. On today's episode, we will hear a story between an operational leader and a new safety hire on the principle of Hop that errors are a normal part of human behavior, and that understanding the context in which errors occur is crucial for improving safety and performance. The story highlights the importance of creating a learning culture where mistakes are seen as opportunities for growth rather than occasions for blame. So please grab your favorite beverage, sit back, and listen now to this story on error is normal and people make mistakes.
Hey, David, do you have a moment? I wanted to discuss something that's been on my mind lately.
Sure, Amelia. What's up?
I've been reading up on the HOP principles, especially the idea that error is normal and people make mistakes. It's a fascinating perspective, but I'm struggling to fully grasp it. How does this principle fit into our safety culture?
That's a great question, Amelia. The principle that error is normal is foundational to human and organizational performance, or HOP. It's about recognizing that mistakes are an inherent part of human nature. Instead of trying to eliminate errors entirely, which is impossible, we focus on building systems that can anticipate and tolerate errors.
So it's less about preventing mistakes and more about managing them?
Exactly. Think of it this way. Traditional safety approaches often emphasize compliance and the idea that if everyone follows the rules perfectly, nothing will go wrong. But in reality, people aren't perfect. We get tired, distracted, or simply face situations that are too complex to navigate without some level of trial and error.
That makes sense. But doesn't accepting that people will make mistakes undermine accountability? I mean, if errors are seen as normal, how do we ensure that people are still responsible for their actions?
That's a common concern, but it's important to distinguish between accountability and blame. HOP doesn't absolve people of responsibility. Instead, it shifts the focus from blaming individuals for mistakes to understanding why the error occurred in the first place. We look at the context in which the work is done, which often reveals systemic issues that contribute to mistakes.
So it's more about understanding the environment and conditions that lead to errors rather than pointing fingers.
Exactly. For instance, if someone bypasses a safety procedure, we don't just ask, why did they break the rule? We ask, what was it about the situation that made bypassing the rule seem like the best option at that time? This approach often uncovers deeper issues like flawed procedures, inadequate training, or conflicting priorities that need to be addressed. It is about learning and improving from these opportunities.
That reminds me of something I read about how context drives behavior. It's like people's actions are heavily influenced by the environment and conditions they work in.
You're spot on, Amelia. Context is crucial. The second HOP principle, context drives behavior, emphasizes that the conditions under which work is performed significantly influence how people behave. If the context isn't supportive, say there's too much pressure to meet deadlines or the tools are inadequate, people are more likely to make mistakes.
It's interesting because it shifts the focus from just fixing people to improving the system.
Absolutely. And that's where the idea that blame fixes nothing comes in. Blaming individuals for mistakes doesn't improve safety. It just discourages people from sharing about what's really going on. When people fear blame, they're less likely to report near misses or small issues that could escalate into bigger problems.
I can see how that would create a culture of fear rather than one of learning.
Exactly. Instead, we want to create an environment where people feel safe to speak up about errors or potential issues without fear of retribution. This way, we can learn from these situations and improve our systems to make them more resilient.
Okay. That ties into the principle of learning and improving is vital, right? It seems like a natural progression. Once we understand the errors and the context, we can use that information to make things better.
Yes, you are right. And this principle is all about continuous improvement. No system is perfect, and there's always room for growth. By learning from why works goes well and our failures in work, we can make informed changes that enhance safety and operations.
That is amazing. It's refreshing to see safety framed as a dynamic process rather than a static set of rules.
That's one of the strengths of HOP. It recognizes that safety isn't just about compliance. It's about understanding how work is really done and adapting our systems to support people in doing their jobs safely. The last principle, how you respond to failure matters, is particularly important here.
How so, David?
Well, when a failure occurs, how we respond as leaders sets the tone for the entire organization. If we react with punishment, we stifle openness and learning. But if we approach failures as opportunities to understand and improve, we foster a culture where people are more likely to share their experiences, which leads to better outcomes in the long run.
I see. It's about creating a culture where failure isn't something to be feared, but something to be learned from.
Exactly. It's not that we want failures to happen, but when they do, they can be powerful learning tools. We can either punish people and make them afraid to fail, or we can support them and use the failure to build a stronger, more resilient system.
Wow. It's such a different mindset from the traditional approach to safety, where the focus is on avoiding failure at all costs.
It is. And it's not always an easy shift to make, especially in organizations that are used to a more punitive approach. But once you see the benefits of focusing on learning rather than blame, it becomes clear that this is a more effective way to enhance safety and performance.
Okay, I'm starting to see how all these principles are interconnected. It's not just about accepting that errors happen, but about understanding how they happen and then using that understanding to make better decisions moving forward.
Well done. That's exactly it. HOP is about creating a system that is both resilient and adaptable. It's about designing work environments that support people in doing their best, even when things don't go as planned. And when failures do happen, it's about responding in a way that fosters learning and improvement rather than fear and avoidance.
Thanks, David. This has really helped clarify things for me. I feel like I have a much better understanding of how to apply these principles in our work.
I'm glad to hear that. It's a journey, and it takes time to fully integrate these ideas into our everyday practices. But the more we focus on learning and improving, the more we'll see the benefits in terms of safety, interpersonal performance, and excellence.
Definitely. I'm excited to start applying what I've learned. I am going out to talk with some frontline workers and using the 4Ds conversation card you gave me. This is great stuff.
That's the spirit, Amelia. And remember, we're all in this together. The more we support each other in this journey, the more successful we'll be.